This is CES Tech Talk. I'm James Kotecki with another conversation that I recorded live at CES 2025 in the C-Space studio. You can watch every interview from that series on the CES YouTube channel, but this one is a favorite and we wanted to share it right here in your podcast feed. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome back. This is the C-Space studio here at CES 2025. I'm James Kotecki, and I'm about to do the only thing I ever want to do, which is talk about delicious candy and snacks with Gulan Bengi, Lead Chief Marketing Officer at Mars and Global Chief Growth Officer, Mars Snacking. We're so grateful that you could join
us here in the C-Space studio.
And I'm serious. I was really excited about this conversation. And maybe I could first just get your scope of responsibilities within Mars. And maybe just, I mean, people understand Mars has a lot of different components to it, but what your piece of the puzzle is.
Of course, of course. So Mars basically has three big businesses. One is snacking, the other one is pet care, and the other one is food and nutrition. So I'm the lead chief marketing officer for the enterprise.
Yes.
And I also lead growth for the snacking business. And that means I and my brilliant team takes care of brands, our consumers, and our customers.
So we are at the C-Space studio always talking about brands. Mars is obviously a collection of very strong, very well-known, very storied brands. So how do you philosophically think about your brands and how that relates to business impact?
Yeah, so first of all, I mean, we stand on the shoulders of giants, we say, because we have had generations of fantastic marketers who built our iconic brands. We have more than 10 over billion-dollar brands. People love, as you were talking about, need and want.
I love M&M's, for example. Yeah.
For example, right. So we talk about building brands for creating growth and creating value for our consumers and communities. And that has two components. One is timeless. So a brand needs to know what it stands for. It needs to be distinct. It needs to be consistent. Its true value to the world should be very clear. And now, with the changing context of our lives, we're evolving the way we build our brands, which means that today, brands do not just stand for the products or services they provide, but they gather around their meaning or purpose. Then provide two-way engagements or experiences with its fans and communities or consumers, asking them, inviting them to co-create their brand worlds with them, so therefore creating personalized experiences that have no dead ends. And no dead ends is an interesting concept. It's basically each experience is relevant to the touch point that the consumer is living in, and we provide the right engagement at the right time, the right offer at every relevant touch point for everyone.
Can you say more about what you mean by co-creation and how that manifests?
Yeah, so co-creation is basically, we think about our brands as an experience, as a brand world, and we're inviting our consumers. For example, it can be in many things. We have our iconic Snickers brands, and you would know you're not you when you're hungry, right? So everybody makes hungry mistakes, and that has been the premise of Snickers for over a decade, that Snickers satisfies. Now, the co-creation, for example, one of the edge cases that we just did is first of its kind using generative AI. This summer, we asked a very famous European soccer coach, Jose Mourinho. We partnered with him to create his generative AI likeness and enabled the soccer fans and Snicker fans to banter with their friends. So if, for example, James, you have a horrible hungry mistake, I would put in the in WhatsApp, actually, to Jose Mourinho AI, hey, James did this during the, because he was hungry, and he would create a fully personalized roasting for you.
Oh, great.
And then I would send it to you, and that's a connection that we use, and that's a co-creation in engagement that that is between fans. Another type of co-creation is actually in product. We're just launching this month, actually, our first ever gaming brand, which is called The Respawn, together joint venture with the famous gaming lifestyle brand Razer.
Yes.
And we, in fact, that brand and its products are created by gamers for gamers. So what we do is we invite gamers into an arena, and our R&D team is there with the products and packaging. So while they game, while they play, they show or they taste, and they say, oh, this is too small, too big, it's sticky, I can't open it with one hand, or it's distracting. You know, everything that they talk about, and we iterate the products, and we launch the co-created product. Of course, the community, the gaming community, loves it because it's by them, for them, with the deep insights that they have.
And that's totally different than just getting some gamers, but sitting them around some nondescript conference room table and just kind of asking them for their opinions in that static environment.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the small insights are so important. When you're gaming, what do you think about, like, focus or energy, right?
Yeah.
You'll be in the game. But in fact, one of the insights was the gamers, after 3-4 hours of gaming, they couldn't really wind down and go to sleep. So that made us add an offer to our portfolio that has relaxing and unwinding. It's a brilliant mint. And that sort of in-the-moment insights make the brand rich and authentic.
And have you found that leveraging AI in the way that you're talking about and leveraging these cutting-edge technologies, are you finding that you need to tread carefully? Are customers really embracing these things? And how do you make sure that you're kind of doing it in the right way?
Yeah, it depends on how you use it, right? So the Snickers example, for instance, when we look at the generative AI edge case, which is like first of its kind, you have to be, first of all, understand what is the problem you're trying to solve. And this one was the connection and fan co-creation, or human co-creation and connection. Then we ask our question ourselves, can we do it? Can we do it safely? And does it work, right? Is it better than the common or the proven methods? So in this case, the answers are absolutely yes to all three. I mean, this engagement is about 4 times better. The sales outperformed the category like 350 basis points. But it takes a village and a different way of building a brand team. So the usual suspects, the creatives, marketers, and sales are there. But now we have our data analytics teams, digital technologies team, and AI, responsible AI governance team as part of that team. And to bring it to life with zero safety incidents, we had 8 AI filters and human oversight, where AI filters enabled the volume, right? But human oversight enables the nuance. So we're very careful to make sure that we bridge the potential of the technology to real life at scale safely.
Consumers keep evolving in their demands. Technology keeps evolving. How do you see the role of the CMO, or whatever the chief marketing leader is called, evolving as we head into 2025 and beyond?
Yeah, we're talking about growth, right? So we build iconic brands for creating growth and value creation. So we think about the CMOs and the growth office as serving the consumer across all touch points. So consumers have changed their way of life. Of course, they go back on and off, online, offline, back and forth between discovery to sales. The buy button appears everywhere. The checkout becomes seamless. They want faster delivery every day. So we live that life.
Yeah.
To be able to connect that consumer journey and provide the right engagement and offer at every relevant touch point, we bring in across our functions together, right? So a growth officer has marketing, brand building, sales, digital commerce, innovation, human intelligence, and data and analytics to provide that seamless experience.
It doesn't seem like it's ever going to get much easier, does it? It seems like it's just going to keep getting more complicated and challenging to play these roles.
It actually gets a lot of fun, right? So I really enjoy the technology aspect of it. Mm-hmm. Not technology for technology's sake, but what it enables, to be able to understand it enough, learn it enough, so that you bring the possibilities, shape the choices, and make them work at scale.
So obviously you want to drive growth and you want people to buy and consume your products. How are you doing that in a sustainable way and thinking about that in the context of climate change? I mean, Mars obviously famously associated with chocolate, cacao, one of those plants that's under threat because of climate change potentially. So tell me about how you're thinking about marketing and growth in that context.
So Mars just announced its carbon net zero roadmap a year ago. In fact, we were able to decouple our carbon from volume growth. So since 2015, we grew about 60%, while decreasing our carbon footprint about 15%. It's enabled by science and technology, obviously, but we also believe in using the power of our partnerships. So we use, of course, science and technology. We utilize the suppliers, but also we now started a new initiative called Unreasonable Food Initiative, where we have the key climate or sustainability challenges we have. And the Unreasonable Group, our partner in this initiative, scours the world for entrepreneurs who have breakthrough technology, in technology or in business model, that solves these, that are beyond proof of concept and are looking for support and mentoring to scale their technologies. Yeah. So that we just announced our first 14 inaugural cohort, and every year we introduce another about 10 entrepreneurs, which will help us get to carbon net zero by 2050, which will contribute to helping us.
When we get to that goal, I'm sure you'll be celebrating with a snack. What's your favorite snack?
Oh, I can't pick among my children, but I do love chocolate.
Well, it's been fantastic catching up with you. Gulenbengi of Mars Mars Snacking, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for watching. This is the Sea Space Studio. It's CES 2025, and I'm James Kotecki coming at you with more great conversations just ahead. Stay with us.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that conversation from CES 2025. That is our show for now, but there's always more tech to talk about. So if you're on YouTube, please subscribe and leave a comment. If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartMedia, or wherever you get your podcasts, hit that follow button and let's give the algorithms what they want. You can get even more CES at ces.tech. That's ces.tech. Our show produced by Nicole Vidovich and Paige Morris. Our C-Space studio episodes are produced and edited by Kramer. I'm James Kotecki, talking tech on CES Tech Talk.